99.9 WTUZ Z Country, Eric McElroy along with you, and joining me, very special guest on the phone. She just released her 9th studio album in October, The Lonely, The Lonesome, and The Gone. She sold millions upon millions of records worldwide, multiple ACM and CMA awards, a Grammy award, and she will perform right in our backyard at the Performing Arts Center at Kent State University at Tuscarawas on Tuesday, January the 23rd. It's Leanne Womack. Leanne, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Eric. I'm good. How are you?
Oh, doing well now. Thank you for taking the time out for us here in Z Country. Hey, I want to touch on your new album first, your 9th, The Lonely, The Lonesome, and The Gone. You ever believe, back when you started your career, that you'd be 9 studio albums in, Leanne?
So funny. You don't think about that when you first start out. Everyone seems like it'll be the last, but I've had a great time in the business for sure.
And I know a lot of work went into this album. I think I saw one of your quotes. You said you wanted to get out of Nashville and record this album, right?
Right. Nashville can become somewhat of a factory. And I just wanted to get out and be around some musicians in another part of the world and somewhere where I grew up. So I grew up in East Texas, so I went back to Houston to make the record.
Now, you're currently on your promotional tour for the record, all over the country, stops all over the place. How's that been going so far?
We're off to a great start, and I'm real excited about all the places we're going, and people love country music, and I know we're going to have a great time.
Now, only one stop here in Ohio, and we're so lucky and so glad to have you here in New Philadelphia on Tuesday at the Performing Arts Center. Folks, very few, and I mean very few, tickets remain. If you go to the PAX website, use the keyword CMA, you can save $5 on your ticket. Make sure you come see all of us to see Leanne Womack at the PAX. And Leanne, once you wait till you see the place, the Performing Arts Center, you'll be blown away. It's beautiful.
Oh, good. That's exciting.
Yes, yes.
I've heard good things about it, so now I'm really excited. I'm sure the acoustics will be great, and we have great music to play. I play all the old stuff that people want to hear, the hits, and we play stuff from the new record and a few cover things, and got a great band, and of course we do I Hope You Dance, and I love to hear all the stories about how that song has affected people, and so we have a good time.
Hey, you mentioned that song right there. I was going to bring it up later, but since you brought it up, obviously, I Hope You Dance, one of your biggest songs. I mean, that song, literally, it's going to span decades. I mean, you hear it at weddings, parties, everywhere. It's an iconic song. It's got to feel great to have one of those songs. I mean, it's named as one of the songs of the century. It's got to be great to just have one of those songs that will basically live on for a long, long time.
It is. It's wonderful, and not every artist gets to have one of those. And I love being a part of people's lives through that song. And they use it for, like you said, graduations, weddings, births, even funerals. I mean, all these life-changing moments. So it's great to be able to be a part of people's lives in that way. And to bring healing when you can is wonderful.
Most definitely. Leanne Womack joining us on the phone right now. She'll be at the PAX tomorrow. Hey, you mentioned you're an East Texas girl. Now, I worked in Texas for 7 years. That's where I started my radio career. I'm I'm from Ohio originally. I worked in Beeville, which is in between Corpus Christi and San Antonio. It's just a small little town.
I know where it is.
Okay, excellent. Now, when I was looking at your tour dates, I saw April the 20th. Which I think is great, because a lot of artists who especially, they go to Nashville and everything, they sort of forget about the smaller venues. April the 20th, you're going to be at Green Hall. It's the oldest dance hall in Texas. It's great that you will still go back to a small venue here and there and still do those.
Oh, I love it. Of course, like I said, that's how I was raised, and music is such a big part of people's lives in Texas, and that's a particularly cool place because they roll the sides up and it's open, and we just found out yesterday it's sold out, so we're going to have a great time there, and I'd love to do. I actually last year I did a couple of dates with on a dance hall tour that Ray Benson had put together to bring music into all those old dance halls that because it was such a big part of people's lives, you know, years ago. And so it's you're right. It's a very cool place. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, definitely. Like I said, the oldest dance hall in Texas. Now, I'd never been to that one, but I was, when I lived in Texas, I was at the second oldest dance hall in Texas, Schroeder Hall, right? I think that's what it's called.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I couldn't remember if it was Schroeder or Sanger Hall, but yeah, all those places are so cool.
Yeah, so many of them.
Did you see a show there?
I'm sorry?
Did you see a show there?
Oh, yeah, multiple times, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, that's one of the things there in Texas to do. If you go to a dance hall, that's on some people's bucket list things right there. Hey, I also wanted to touch on your daughter. She's getting into country music as well, Aubrey Sellers. It's got to feel great to see your daughter, and I mean, heck, she's got one of the best role models, I'm sure, not only as a mother but in the music business. It's got to be cool to see your daughter sort of follow the same footsteps.
It's cool because it's a family business for us. We're all in the business, and so we enjoy doing it together when we can. And I'm proud of her and my other daughter. They both work really, really hard, and we like to get out there and take music out to people.
And I tell you what, we're certainly excited to have you. Like I said, you're your only stop in Ohio, and we're so proud that it's here in New Philadelphia at the Performing Arts Center. Your new album out now, your 9th studio album, The Lonely, The Lonesome, and The Gone. Your tour just kicking off as well. And Leanne, we want to thank you so much for joining us this morning, okay?
Thank you. Thanks for having me, and I look forward to seeing you and seeing that beautiful building.
Oh, you betcha. Leanne Womack. Thank you, Leanne.
Thank you.